Hello, everyone, and welcome to a somewhat unplanned offering. We're doing an audio version of the weekly forecast for this week because, to be honest, life got a little wild over here, and I just did not have the time or bandwidth to write my usual quality forecast. Writing takes, it's a different part of the brain for me than a in-the-moment tarot reading. So just takes up a lot of time, and I wanted to share a reading with you all regardless, because this is something that I love being able to offer with regularity. And so occasionally, moments like these will have a bit of a shift in the format, but we'll be back to the regular written offering next week. So we are going to be looking at our cards for the week ahead, and I was just thinking about how we had a somewhat chill, relatively, stretch of tarot readings. It seemed like we were really getting into a process of emotional refinement, dealing with a lot of cups cards. There was a sort of gentle energy happening. Well, that is no longer the case. Our cards for this week are somewhat confrontational to start off with. We are beginning the week with the Emperor. And for me personally, looking at this card right now, I'm like, oh, I've got work to do. I kind of need to gird my loins and get ready to set some boundaries, set some parameters, some goals even, to set myself up for success. And as we talk about the other two cards here, the forces we're encountering are a little wilder. So actually the Emperor is going to be, if not a little jarring to start with, really a helpful space to engage with, because if we have a strong foundation, we'll be able to weather both the chaos and change that is coming into focus in the middle of the week, and also make space for us or carve out space so that we can step into a more creative and brave, intrepid, self-directed stance at the end of the week. But the Emperor is a lot. I feel like, especially since we came from this phase of cups, which are all about emotion, intuition, spirituality, you know, the element of water. So this sort of just mutable and swirling, gentle, formidable, of course, but just has this flexibility to it. The Emperor is, as I'm thinking about it, perhaps the least flexible tarot card. They are a major arcana card, so this is a heavy, heady archetype. We're dealing with this sort of embodiment of these values and stances that are bigger than our individual human experience. So that's kind of intense for a Monday. It's going to be, maybe for you, definitely for me at least, a little jarring to be like, oh, I'm really sitting in the driver's seat here and I have to make some choices about how I am structuring my life. That being said, however, this can be a very empowering place to find yourself. So I would definitely push yourself to do the work to be deliberate with how you are spending your time, structuring your days, and especially the goals that you are setting out to accomplish. So the Emperor is in this harsh landscape. I think it's really one of the few, if not only, maybe a couple of the Wands cards have a sort of desert environment that they're situated in. And here we might need to be a little austere to really go inwards, to do without some of the frills and fanciness that we want. I'm definitely a magpie and I love the extras, but the Emperor wants us to conserve our resources and to really learn from discomfort and to push forwards towards bigger goals, not just immediate gratification. So doing the work to really plan out, chart your course, and to also just kind of fortify your defenses. And that can sound a little harsh, and there might be experiences in the beginning of the week, and you may be aware of them already, but where some harshness is merited, where you have to kind of speak a little louder, be a little more direct and even confrontational in what you need, and have the personal authority and the inner knowledge to stand by that. So not looking for affirmation from other people, sitting with the discomfort of maybe feeling like you're asking for a lot and not budging, trusting that you know what you need. So, you know, it's good to know. It's good to know that this is here and that we are having to sort of carve out a place for ourselves in our lives. And I do think this card comes up sometimes in moments where we are either reassessing things, thinking like, okay, this isn't working anymore, I have to make some changes. Or also, we're being given an opportunity to sort of make a mark. This is a new phase. This is a time where I'm really prioritizing myself. What can I do to set the ground rules of engagement so that this is a period where I can grow later? It might not seem that way right now, but the work that we're doing to sort of stay true to ourselves, to be mindful and protective of our energy, that's very crucial, and also our practical rhythms, how we're spending our time, our money, all that jazz, that is really, really going to pay off later. And our second cards, so we have two major arcana cards here, and it does really seem like this is a new chapter. Some different themes are coming up than what have been in our readings for the past month or so. So just think about that too. Like, if you were wrapping up a phase or looking at these past few months as their own sort of thematic chapter, what would you describe that as? And how are you feeling a shift now? It might be pretty pronounced, which is what these cards are suggesting. So if we are really concerned with sort of getting our ducks in a row, being a little more strict with our time, our energy, maybe feeling a little terse and needing to draw some boundaries, that is all running into some chaotic energy. We have the Wheel of Fortune as our central card for the middle of the week. And I think that in this sense, it's really saying that, like, we may have some intuition that we need to get our shit in order before things start changing again and ramping up and just the wildness of life starts to sweep through. So I do think that the Emperor is serving a very healthy purpose here. And also, if we're worried about being like stuck in a restrictive, defensive posture, which can happen if you're in that card for too long, don't worry about it because everything's changing and it is a whirlwind. It's a lot. It can be delightful, but even delightful things can be destabilizing. So don't, you know, thumb your nose at stability or the desire to have some ground rules in place, because a lot is coming through and it's going to require us to edit as we go, but we will be really glad that we have a solid foundation that we are in touch with. So, the Wheel of Fortune. Change is on the horizon. And, you know, this is one of the, I would say, I don't know, I think it is the most mysterious card in tarot because it is about change itself and change is inherently mysterious. So, you know, I could talk a lot and have talked a lot about the visuals of this card, and I'll just say, you know, take a look at the picture because it is so, so esoteric. It is like maxed out on esoteric symbolism. It's in the clouds. There's so much happening. None of it is humanoid. So, you know, just be prepared for a lot of change, but the type of change that sort of sweeps you into a different mode of being. And this, you know, actually the image I'm getting right now is the Emperor is very solidly connected to the ground. They're on this heavy, heavy stone throne. And the Wheel of Fortune is completely in the clouds. It's in the sky. And so I'm imagining our efforts in the Emperor as sort of like, we're holding a kite, we're making sure the string is all in one piece. And then the winds of the Wheel of Fortune come and swoop that kite up into the air. And we'll be glad that we were paying attention, making sure that everything was secure and tight, because we will have to, you know, watch things take off and not have as much ability to edit them mindfully. But The Wheel of Fortune is an exciting card, and take a moment to think about where have you felt maybe more stagnant and stuck, or where have things been lagging? This is an image that tells us no matter how permanent something feels, the only thing constant is change. And that can be wonderful and can be terrifying. It can lead us to great places. It can lead us to not so great places. But when we are given this type of information, we can be more aware of how to guide ourselves. You know, where do we place ourselves? How can we care for ourselves as we go through these moments of transition? So that's also maybe a more sort of holistic, gentle embodiment of the Emperor. Like how have you really soothed yourself through big moments? And how can you make space for that, especially at the beginning of the week when things are less intense? And then be sure to follow through on that as you move forward. So the Wheel of Fortune is one of those cards that you can talk a lot about without really having a concrete idea of how it's going to look in your life. And I think that is probably why I'd say it's the most mysterious card in the deck, because we cannot predict change ultimately. As much as we would like to, as much as I've gotten clients who've come to me and been like, tell me something, tell me what's going to happen, you know, Well, I say if only the world worked that way, but honestly, I wouldn't want it to. And on the other side of all of this, so these big, hefty, major arcana cards, but on the other side, we have a really accessible and almost like charmingly open minor arcana card. So it's saying that this intensity is actually putting us in a good position. We're kind of getting swept up into the air, into the sky, in the Wheel of Fortune, but we land on our feet and we actually land in a very invigoratingly creative space, because we are visited by the Page of Wands at the end of the week. And the Page of Wands is such a energizing card. So this is the youth of the Wands group, and the court cards signify, the way I look at it at least, are like ways of being or embodying the traits of their group. So like the human manifestation of creativity, energy, movement, activity. This is fun, to be blunt. It's really fun. And I think that if we look back at the reading from the standpoint, and maybe this would be helpful if things get a little chaotic or stressful, to think like, how can I imagine myself landing on two feet, ready to just start going, running the race? Because the pages are also the beginning of a stage of mastery. They are students. So we're going to start a new chapter where we are learning how to get in touch with our youthful, energized, creative selves. And this is great, great energy for growth, for launching things, for learning something new, for going somewhere new. And honestly, we've been kind of missing that in our readings to date. So if you felt sort of like, oh, I'm doing a lot of healing work, a lot of introspective daydreaming, or even just waiting, that is going to be stopping pretty soon. And I like that we have a page too, because they are all about trying new things and looking foolish while doing them. So don't expect perfection. And I can see that being maybe a little bit of a challenge here, because the Emperor really wants things to be a certain way. Embrace some of the weirdness of the Wheel of Fortune and let yourself try new things, be silly, make mistakes, put yourself in weird situations, and prioritize enjoying life and putting yourself in an active role as someone exploring the adventure, partaking in it, not watching from the sidelines, analyzing it, recording it, but actually being that main character. But not one that has a huge ego or struggling with hubris, one that's really eager to just get dirty, get hands-on, and live life. So we are ending our reading and our week with this fresh-faced, but also, you know, energized and eager for change and self-direction. So I like that. It feels very accessible, and it also feels like the change, the sort of weather system is clearing out some stuff. And we do have in our monthly forecast, like kind of an intense end to this month. So I do think that those two are connecting really nicely. And it's showing us that we are feeling really empowered to take an active stance and to transform the big themes that we're learning into actual tangible things we can do. So things to embrace this week would definitely be, especially in the beginning with the Emperor card, planning. Being mindful of where you're spending your energy. Also, I think there's a kind of secret to the Emperor. It's like, what's annoying you and how can that be helpful? This is definitely a time to not be shrugging off things that are frustrating to you, that aren't working, and really embracing your authority to just say no. Just don't do it. You can do that and it's going to be good. Embracing change and chaos, because the Wheel of Fortune is spinning around, everything changes, staying detached from the outcome as much as you can, and also especially embracing those self-care practices that keep you from freaking out in the face of change. Things to avoid, I would say, are really becoming overly wedded to your grand vision, because I think what's powerful in this reading is that we can plan and that will help us, but if we stay attached to the plan as like the be-all end-all and anything less is a failure, ooh, that's going to be bad. And also just a waste of what's coming our way. So, you know, it's funny speaking this out loud and like, I don't speak in terms of avoidance. Like, I'm like, you should embrace imperfection, embrace dialoguing with chance and fate. But I would say avoid like sticking to plans out of a weird sense of obligation and also avoiding spinning out in anxiety. With the Wheel of Fortune, there's a lot of change, but you have to wait for the dust to settle to really know what it means. So while that's happening, especially midweek, just be super gentle with yourself, because it might be a lot to process. And I would also avoid, looking at the Page of Wands here, wanting to kind of graduate yourself to the next level preemptively. The wands are a lot like the aces in that they have this specialness to them of beginnings and savoring the beginning, not pushing yourself into the advanced course of study or into something more serious and committed. Letting yourself explore, letting yourself not take things so seriously, that's going to be very rewarding and lead to some opportunities that we're not aware of. And those are the best ones. Well, let's be frank. So, this has been a fun one. I haven't like spoken through a weekly forecast in quite some time, if ever, potentially. But I really enjoyed doing this today, and thank you for everyone for being flexible with this. I'm also laughing because it is, you know, almost 20 minutes of tarot, which goes to show that even though this is easier for me than writing them out, it's impossible for me to give a concise reading in the moment live. So thank you as always for being a part of Incandescent Tarot, and we'll be back with the regular written forecasts next week.